Joining me in the studio to talk about the fact that the 2021 Governor's Multicultural Awards, an important event here in South Australia, a wonderful thing. I was lucky enough to MC it earlier this year. I completely stuffed up all of the names. There were very few Jones or Thomases or Pilkingtons who were nominated. But joining me in the studio right now is Judge Raf Sulio. Raf, good afternoon. Welcome. Nice to catch up.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having us here.
And also Raymond Sardana. Raymond, good afternoon. Lovely to see you again.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Tony.
These multicultural awards, we had them, back in May or so this year, down in the grounds of Government House. His Excellency, patron of the whole thing. A terrific idea. First of all, Raymond, as you're a joint winner this year of the Senior Volunteer Award category, congratulations on that. Tell us exactly what that category was all about.
I think there were a lot of categories, 8 or 9
yes,
categories.
Yeah.
I don't have a list here, but arts and media and individuals and all that was there. So senior volunteer, all those awards were there, but I don't know, I'm surprised and shocked that how I ended up getting senior volunteer's award. I just did what I love doing and gives me happiness and satisfaction. I don't know how I got it.
No, well, you got it obviously because of the terrific work you've done, not just in last year, but in years gone by. I mean, you've been a spokesperson and a great supporter of our Indian community here in Adelaide for a long time. Tell me, how many people make up the Indian community in Adelaide?
Well, in Adelaide at the moment, in South Australia in particular, there are 40,000 Indians.
Really?
And then there are a lot of associations,
right.
Small of ethnic groups, variety of ethnic groups. And so there are could be 20, 30, and they speak 43 languages. And so
talk about mix it up.
Yeah, but that's not easy, really speaking. But only I can speak 3 or 4 languages fluently, except English.
Yeah.
This is true because those are my mother tongues. Say, for example, if you're born in Switzerland, you speak automatically Italian, Swiss, and a couple of more languages.
Of course.
So same thing in India. If you're born anywhere, I'm born in cosmopolitan New Delhi.
Right.
So you speak 3-4 languages automatically all the time. That's your mother tongue.
What's the situation in India with COVID at the moment? Are they on top of it, or is it rampant as it is in so many other countries in Asia?
No, I think they are trying to get it under control. It's not that bad as they say. It's not that bad, really speaking.
Right.
So the situation is under control. And the Prime Minister Modi, he is a very capable man, very honest man. And despite the fact people make political statements and whatnot, they will say what they want to say. But in fact, he's pretty good. He's doing a good job.
What are some of the problems? Not the problem, but some of the issues that the Indian community, especially those that are perhaps coming out here, migrating out into Adelaide, into Australia, what are some of the immediate problems they face?
Well, I think mostly the problem is to understand Australian lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
They come from tradition, culture, and all those different types of thinking.
Uh-huh.
And I had encountered those things because...
Things like what?
For example, their culture is different, food habits are different, everything is different here.
Uh-huh.
So I had to adjust. And for a start, the first thing is for me, when I come here, I have to consolidate my career. So do I spend time in trying to understand their culture, or do I spend time in learning their Aussie language?
Right.
Because we speak only English.
Right.
And that's only above educated class. They speak English.
Right.
And so I could speak English, but when I was working in Peterborough, for example, I could not understand their dialect. Peterborough.
Yeah.
What were they talking about?
Oh.
And the guy says, I'm in charge of 600 houses. Railway maintenance lines on Peterborough, Broken Hill, in South Australia, Port Pirie, Augusta. And I didn't know what they're talking about. I said, wait a minute. We can solve your problem. Can you write it down? I can't authorize that because I have to get the budget from the government, from the premier.
Yeah.
So I could not understand their lingo. So I'm speaking English, but he's talking. I said, look, we'll solve it. We can do it. And I was looking after 600 houses along the railway lines. How do you do the job? So it was very difficult for me. I couldn't think of food. I was just more worried to get my job done.
Right.
So these are the problems when Indians come here, they face initially. But on the other hand, Australians are very friendly, very understanding, very warm, very loving by nature. Maybe that's the way they are. I mean, originally, when you talk earlier, they were British talk, but then it's all mixed today. They are all mixed race.
The only Indian we don't like, you know, is Virat Kohli. God, what an angry turd he is, but what a great cricketer, captain of the Indian cricket team. Oh, God, he's angry all the time.
I know, but sometimes when you are going to that level, very high level, high level status, they are stressed out all the time. So they can lose their temper too.
Yeah.
But if you meet him in person, he's a lovely man.
I know Michael Coward has said the same thing.
Yeah.
I said to Michael Coward, you know Virat Kohli, is he as angry off the field as he is on? He said he's the most charming man with the most beautiful wife.
Very gentle, said, very lovely. Yeah. She's a film actress.
Yeah.
And he was an established actress.
So this is the same guy that we see out on the field angry
all
the time. All right. Judge Ralph Sulio is the chair of the 2021 Governor's Multicultural Awards. And Ralph, your background, your family is originally from where?
From Albania. My father came out
Albania.
To Australia as a refugee just after World War II.
Yeah. So you've lived here effectively since the middle 40s, or thereabouts.
Oh, no, I was born in Australia.
Born in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And you would be the first Albanian judge, I'd hazard a guess?
So I'm told,
yes.
Tony. I haven't done a survey, but I think that might be right.
Right, okay. The Multicultural Awards, we read about them, we hear about them. Just how important are they as a connection between the people of other countries and the people who live here in Adelaide?
Well, Tony, the statistics are often quoted that a quarter of Australia's population was born overseas.
Yeah.
And half of us have a parent who was born overseas.
Right.
Australia is described as the most successful multicultural country in the world.
Yeah,
and is described that way by politicians of from many parties, from both government and opposition. And in South Australia, we've always had bilateral support for multicultural policies. I think the importance of the awards is that it assists in recognising those things that bind us as a society and help us understand each other and recognise the important work that people from all sorts of areas of endeavour engage in that process. So there are categories for government agencies, for private businesses that have inclusive employment practices, those in the arts and the media, and indeed you could have someone nominate you for an award depending on the level of contribution you make.
How do you actually decide, okay, I've got somebody that I know, that I work with, that I'm perhaps in a relationship with, how do you decide that this person is worthy of being nominated? I mean, are there criteria, are there forms you've got to fill in and follow to actually nominate somebody? I mean, we've got an Outstanding Individual Achievement Award, Arts and Culture, the Community Sector, Media, Private Sector, Public Sector, Senior Volunteer, Volunteer and Youth. So there's a lot of categories there, Ralph.
There are. The Governor, when he was Lieutenant Governor, came up with the concept of these awards.
He's very enthusiastic about them, isn't he?
He is indeed.
U of LA, yeah.
He agreed with the then Governor, His Excellency Mr. Scarce, Rear Admiral Scarce.
Kevin Scarce, yeah.
To host the awards, and then he continued that tradition when he was elevated to the current position.
Will it continue next year, or is that a leading question? Will it be held down at Government House?
And, I understand.
And Her Excellency will be the patron?
I understand that the awards will continue, that they'll be hosted at Government House and continue in the same fashion.
Yeah. It's a great venue, lovely lawns and a big stage. It's just terrific, yeah.
Well, it's a great place in which to recognise the contribution of South Australians to the socially cohesive society we're fortunate to enjoy here.
The only improvement you could make would be to get an MC who can pronounce some of the names, you know, because the bloke last year really stuffed it up. I mean, Raymond, tell me, the award that you've won, what difference has it made? Is it the sort of thing, you wouldn't go around trumpeting, but there must be people, I know that last year when you won, or this year when you won the award, the number of people who came up and offered congratulations to you, and I thought, wowee, that's a real recognition factor.
And despite the fact, when I was given the award, I was in a state of shock, I couldn't believe it, Because whatever I did because it gave me satisfaction, happiness, number one.
So what do you actually do? What are the practical things you do to have won this award? Yeah, on the ground, what's the sort of stuff you do?
Basically, on the ground, what it is, when you see somebody in trouble, for example, depending on if it is in radio broadcasting, for example, so I'm there in the studio.
Yeah.
People come there first time, they don't know how to go, what to do. And I say to them, look, you have to write down everything. Whatever you speak, it's your own... on air.
Now, this is Indian Community Radio.
Yeah.
5EBI, right?
That's right. Yeah. And the 3.1 FM.
Right.
I'm there for the last 28 years.
All right.
And recently they gave me one of the very high award for radio recognition for my service to them.
Right.
A golden microphone. Oh, they gave me that for 28 years service on the radio.
The only other bloke who's got one of those is Lawsey, John Laws up in Sydney.
Oh, yeah. But they gave me that, you know, and I said, well, that's fine.
So the members of the Indian community, Raymond, do they come to you with problems they're facing, whether it be with government or with health authorities or perhaps even police or mental health issues right across the board?
What happened actually 40 years ago, 45 years ago, there were not very many Indians.
Right.
So some people used to come and they had problem in communication. And I could speak reasonable English at that time. So I used to help them prepare their form, help them, what are their problems. Then I knew doctor so-and-so or lawyer so-and-so. I knew personally some of these because professional people, I'm a civil engineer, same as, I don't know if you're aware, Kevin Scars is a civil engineer too.
I met him
many times, yeah. So he's a civil engineer, so I'm civil engineer. So I had connections looking after railway maintenance and all that. So people will tell them, oh, go and see Raymond. He's available. So in the evening time, I used to meet them, their families, help them, whatever I can. And then my wife will say she will cook the meals and all that. Everything she will do.
It's all encompassing. You involve them.
I'll involve them, ask them, do this, bring them home even sometimes.
God.
And my wife never even once said, why do you bring them? Some of them, I kept them in my house for 4 months, 3 months, 6 months.
Oh, she's a saint.
Door charging. And she never questioned.
She treated them
as a member. That's what I'm saying, that I want to dedicate this award to her. Honestly. I mean, imagine your wife let anybody come.
And feeds them and lets them stay.
And treating them as member of the family.
Oh, hang on to her.
and then I used to help them. I used to tell them, send me your CV. I'll spend 2 days of my time. My wife knows that I'm doing this rather than spending time with her. She's attending to the kids. She's a kindy teacher by profession anyway. So she treated everybody kindy teacher, including me. So she said, doesn't matter. Anybody comes, welcome. Keep them at home, feed them. And so that's how we did. They'll send me CV. I'll spend my time, send them back. Because mind you, in India, the style of writing letter application is different than here.
Right.
Here it is skeleton, straight to the point, get to the point, don't waste my time, don't waste your time.
In India, different?
Here, it's different. Yeah. It's padding up. If I don't do pad up, I mean, 1.37 billion people, how do you get a job? And I'm sorry to tell you the truth today, there are thousands and thousands of engineers with masters and PhD in the street, can't get jobs. After spending 7-8 years in, you know, it's very hard course engineering, it's really sweat. To get engineering done.
And they can't get a job.
And they can't get a job.
Oh, Jesus.
So there were people here who came here, Indians, with engineering degrees, couldn't get a job. So I used to tell them, send me information. I know because I had worked 5 years in Sydney. I learned that experience also as a civil engineer, what to do, how to go about it. So I'll sit down because I don't know how to type. We don't do actually in India. You're not allowed to have bloody drawing board and all that. You're a civil engineer. You're in charge. That's not your job. Draftsmen will do the job. You do your job. So I had to write with my handwriting all the applications for them, each individual. And so it was a lot of hard work, but they used to get the job. And that was the greatest satisfaction that you've got one or two kids and you've got a house. And they will cry before me, like I'm God. I said, don't say I'm an ordinary. Don't make me cry. honestly.
Oh, Raymond.
You know?
Raymond Sedana and Judge Ralph Sulio are our guests this afternoon, and we're talking about the fact that the 2021 Governor's Multicultural Awards and nominations are being called for. We'll tackle that issue in just a moment or so. It's just on 12 minutes to 2 now.
The Skip. Mark Bickley talks footy with Rowie each Monday night. Thanks to McGain Real Estate. If you're selling, they have buyers ready to go right now. Sold by McGain. Again.
Discover why so many retirees are choosing to live well with Aveo at a free spring morning tea event from Tuesday the 7th to Friday the 10th of September. Come and enjoy a free morning tea, explore our communities, tour the display homes, discover the facilities and activities, and chat to our friendly team. With events across Adelaide, there's sure to be one near you. To RSVP, search Aveo Open House today. All events will operate with a COVID-safe plan.
Diane is leaving a gift in her will to the Salvation Army. She was once helped by the Salvos at a crucial time in her life, and this changed her life forever.
It's my chance to support the Salvos so they can continue their great work. I believe in their capacity to help transform lives.
You can transform many lives by leaving a gift in your will. Visit salvationarmy.org.au/wills.
Oh, the old saying, thank God for the Salvos. Good mob. It's 11 minutes to 2. Great eye care starts with the people at OPSM. And here's the offer. For a limited time, you can get 20% off lenses and lenses extras. That's a good offer, a fifth off the normal price. You've got the choice of all of the new brands, all of the leading brands, brands like Ray-Ban and Prada and Oakley and Vogue, and you'll find frames and innovative lenses that will ideally suit that look of yours and your lifestyle. The OPSM people have got dedicated and passionate optometrists and team members to make sure that you're getting the expert eye care that you need. Now, let's face it, the eyes have got to be working well, and if you want them to be working well and to be looked after, go and see the people at OPSM, dedicated and absolute passionate optometrists, to make sure that you're getting the right sort of care. And here's the offer, 20% off lenses and lenses extra when you purchase a complete pair. The offer is available up until the 9th of September, so it gives you a week and a half or so, and all health funds are more than welcome. Further T's and C's apply. So for store locations, to find out the OPSM store that's nearest to you, simply go online, opsm.com.au.
Want to learn to be the boss?
Change the system.
Blaze the trail.
Want to turn your passion into pay?
Ever dreamed of solving the problem?
Helping community.
Setting the trends.
The time to take this course begins today.
At Torrens University Australia, we can transform passion into careers that bring the best out of you.
Find a course that fits you perfectly and follow your heart.
Do what you love.
And love what you do.
Search Torrens University Australia.
Terry White Chemmart is now administering the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine nationally. Book your free vaccination today. It'll help us all get back to the things we miss and love. Book now at terrywhitechemmart.com.au. Participating in authorised pharmacies only, excludes Northern Territory.
Only 5 minutes from the city, save now at City Mazda. CX-5 Max Sport Auto Front Wheel Drive, $38,990 drive away. CX-3 Neo Sport Auto Front Wheel Drive, $26,990 drive away. They're in stock today and ready to be in your driveway tomorrow. Also enjoy the Mazda Moment mid-year sale event across the entire range. City Mazda, go and see Daniel, Chris and the entire team at 432 Port Road, Hindmarsh, or visit citymazda.com.au.
MBD 182170.
You could easily be living the life, but you'll need to be quick. The 19th at West is selling premium 2, 3 and 4 bedroom architecturally designed homes from just 730K. Stunning homes with a stunning lifestyle. Explore West's green pathways, paddle on the iconic lake, swim at Grange Beach, or play around at the Grange Golf Club. Start building now and move in next year. Hurry, from 730K, they'll sell fast. Visit the19thwest.com.au.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA approved caravan crash repairer.
This
is Tony Pilkington.
At just on 8 minutes to two, our guests are Judge Ralph Sulio, who's the chair of the Governor's Multicultural Awards Judging Panel. Not an easy job, not an easy job. And Raymond Sedano, one of the joint winners this year. Raymond, of course, has been an absolute stalwart of the Indian community here in Adelaide for a long time. Ralph, the nominations, tell us about that. But they close when, and how do you go about nominating somebody that you know or love or work with, or somebody that you come across that you think is deserving of being nominated for one of these awards?
The nominations close on the 8th of October.
Okay.
So we've got about 5 or 6 weeks to go.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different ways that people can be nominated or organisations can be nominated. There's an online process which people can go onto at multicultural.sa.gov.au/GMA, but if you just look up Multicultural SA, you'll find that website.
Ralph, are they complicated forms to fill in? Are we talking about half an hour or so to be completed?
To do them properly will take a bit of time, but if people have trouble with them, the staff at Multicultural SA, I think, won't mind me saying, are prepared to help people.
Yeah.
So they can be contacted by email at multiculturalevents@thegovernment email address. That'll come up on the website as well.
I can imagine somebody thinking, now this person is deserving of being nominated, but what are the things that I've got to include in the nomination form that will get the attention of the people at the other end of the line? Yeah.
There's a series of frequently asked questions up on the website.
Yeah.
But for those people, for example, who have difficulty going through that particular process, as I say, they can talk to someone who will walk them through the process of the form. So people should feel very comfortable nominating someone, seeking some help to do so, and making sure that the nomination form accurately reflects what's needed and what going to be important to the judging panel.
I would imagine one thing you'd have to do is to actually check with the person that you are nominating that they are happy for you to actually nominate them.
That's not essential.
Oh, not essential? No.
Because a lot of these nomination systems or award systems welcome nominations of people who may not know that they're being nominated, for example. But, of course, our experience has been that almost inevitably the person being nominated is well aware that their nomination's coming in.
Right, okay. And I suppose the other thing you've got to decide upon, you're about to nominate somebody, you have to say, okay, this is the category under which we can nominate this person or these people. Can you nominate two people? Can you nominate an organisation or perhaps a committee? Or is it in individual awards we're talking about?
You can do both.
Yeah.
A person who's putting the nomination in can nominate different people or different organisations in different categories, but you can only nominate a person or an organisation within one category. So, for example, you can't nominate the same person in the arts category and the media category.
Oh, right, okay.
You choose one. The judging panel may make an assessment to say, look, we think this person's work is more properly in the media category, and we'll move them and consider them in that category.
Righto. So the nominations will close at 5 o'clock on Friday, the 8th of October. So we're talking about 6 or 7 weeks away from now, okay? And the winners will be announced when? Start of next year sometime?
Yes, there'll be a ceremony in the grounds of Government House in March, I think, next year.
Yeah. I know that this year we had to cancel it, but delay it some weeks because of the COVID thing. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, all arrangements are subject to short-notice changes for that reason. But we expect, of course, to be in a much stronger position by then and to power ahead with the ceremony at that time.
Ralph, thank you for coming in, and Raymond, congratulations on the award this year and the wonderful work you continue to do within the Indian community. We look forward to the nominations closing on the 8th of October, said the winners will then be announced early next year. And Ralph, you say the ceremony again to be held in the grounds of Government House probably towards the end of March of next year.
That's right.
All righty. Wonderful. Gentlemen, congratulations on
Thank
the work you
very
do.
Much.
Good on you. Lovely to
Thank
have you
very much indeed, Tony.
A guest. Talking about the 2021 Governor's Multicultural Awards, winners to be announced early next year, and the awards themselves to be presented in the lovely grounds of Government House, hopefully towards the end of March of next year. It's 2:30 to 2.